Hello, and welcome to the AgPro Podcast. I'm Margie Eckelkamp, editor of AgPro. In this episode, we're featuring a conversation I recorded with Dick Isaacson at the end of 2019. Dick is the past recipient of the Farm Manager of the Year Award. And in 2019, he saw his firm expand with both a merger and an acquisition. As we look ahead into 2020, he shares the biggest thing in agriculture is change. And welcome to the AgPro Podcast. Joining us for our conversation today is Farm Manager Dick Isaacson. Dick, how are you doing today?
Well, I'm pretty good. Most of the snow has melted, so we can get the rest of the corn out.
There you go. So hopefully progress being made. So tell us first, let's get kicked off, and tell us a little bit about your farm management firm.
Yeah, this has been a pretty exciting year for us. In January, we merged with another company and then bought another company, which really expanded our footprint. We're mostly an East Central Iowa company, and now we have offices in Marion, Cedar Rapids area, as well as in Humboldt. And we've expanded our staff quite a bit to where we can offer a lot more services. And it's been really unique experience for us. My oldest son's come back into business, and we've really not missed a beat.
Yeah, tell us a little bit more about how those mergers and joining forces with some other firms, how did that all come about?
Well, you know, it's like in a lot of small businesses, it's a, you know, a lot of these were started by one person or several, and as you get up to retirement age, you look around at your choices, and one of them is to see if you can bring some other people in, and if you can't, then you look to sell. And so it's a hard decision for everybody because, you know, a lot of these businesses are like having your own child. You've nurtured them all these years, and then it's kind of hard to let go, but on the other side of the fence, you like to see the legacy continue.
And you've had your own succession story, as you say, your oldest son coming into the business. Tell us a little bit about that journey and what he brings into the firm.
Well, he had worked in a research department of a major swine company before he came back, and it was over 5 years from after he got his master's degree from Iowa State University. And so he'd had a lot of experiences with somebody else's leadership and decision-making, which when he came back to the company, he saw it as a clear choice for something he wanted to do. And it also made it so, you know, we all get along a little better because we're used to with dealing with others and working with others.
Excellent. What do you think are some of the biggest trends in farm management?
Oh, I think probably the you know, the most significant things going on in agriculture is change, whether it's in technology, crop inputs, genetics. You know, those things are just, you just got to constantly stay ahead of it. I mean, we probably redo a lot of procedures in our office. We probably change that every 6 to 9 months just to kind of meet the needs of information and taking care of our clients.
Yeah, could you give an example of that? I'm curious.
Well, I mean, one of the things that we get involved with is there's a lot of times they come and put webinars on, or we can dial into a webinar, or we have different industry representatives stop at our office and put on programs, and we get a chance to get a little bit of information, be on a little bit of the leading curve of what some of these technologies might be, and so we can anticipate using those technologies and also using those on the farms we manage.
Excellent. So you've been named a previous farm manager of the year, and how would you describe the professionalism in the industry?
You know, it's the we have the American Society is a kind of a unique professional organization in the fact that the members support each other, and there's a regard for the others are in our business, you know, and it also is exemplified when some of us have an unusual circumstance to deal with. It's not hard to contact another member and kind of talk that through. And
sure.
Even though we might be competitors, we still want to do the best we can for our clients and our, you know, whoever we deal with.
Yeah, I know, you know, working with clients, working with farmer operators, it's really a case-by-case basis, and you talk about some of those unique circumstances. Would there be an example from the past year where there was a particular challenge and your peers helped you work through that?
Well, I was going to say this spring was probably one of the most challenging planting times we've had in 50 years. And so, you know, there was a lot of discussion back and forth about, you know, well, should we go to a shorter season maturing corn hybrid? Or should we, you know, what do we do for, what do we do for seeding for prevented planting? Or, you know,
yeah.
Those different things like that that, you know, last time I remember having any kind of a problem with that was like in 1993.
Yeah. Yeah. If you could dispel perhaps a misconception about the industry, the farm management industry, what would that be?
Well, I think the general perception is that we don't add anything to the relationship, and we do, in the fact that, you know, the farm operators we work with are really happy to see us because a lot of times we see something going on 30 or 40 different farms in a year's time.
Right.
And they like to see, okay, what's working here, what's working there, what, you know, what herbicides you're using, what fungicides. And so that sharing, they, you know, everybody ends up being more productive.
Yeah. Yeah, absolutely. You know, you talk about the only constant is change, right? And I'm wondering,
absolutely.
as we, you know, hopefully get that corn harvest done, turn the page on 2019, what are you looking forward to in 2020?
Oh, well, I think 2020, whether we're looking forward to it or not, but I think there's a good chance of being between 95 and 100 million acres of corn planted. And you know, the allocation of resources, especially with the propane shortage this fall, is going to mean that we're going to have trouble getting anhydrous ammonia or nitrogen for 2020. And so and then, you know, adequate amount of seed corn available. I mean, there's just going to be, 2020 is going to be the legacy of 2019.
Yeah, no, well said. Well said. Well, Dick, thank you so much for joining us today on the AgPro podcast.
Well, thanks for having me.
That concludes our conversation with Dick, and thank you for listening. Please connect with us on Twitter at AgProfessional. We welcome all ideas for future interviews and subjects.